Welcome to Old Trafford, Niger Branch.
Home of sly tackles, red cards, yellow cards, and 93rd minute screamers from outside the box.
Home to sure 3 points, trebles, and all Niger Red Devils around the world.
We are defenders, the vex, and strikers, I date here.
So, adjust your shin guard, tie your boots, and increase your volume small.
Ready?
Now let the match day begin.
Welcome once again to another episode of Bone, place where agenda thrives and we cook the best meals. I remember my own boutique diary. And with me, I have two people that are going to on agenda. I have Edwin, Kamiye, and Larry. They're just going to give short introductions of yourself, as always. Edwin, short introduction.
Hi, guys. I'm Edwin. I think I'm like the current number one De Gea fan. There are things that we should not have let De Gea go, and I'm, yes, president of Anti-Onana Club. I don't care about the truth, I don't care about what he does, but he concedes, and he'll be on my plate.
All right, thank you very much for that lovely introduction. Larry, I think you've been to the podcast before, right? But, you know, refresh our memory.
Yeah, I'm Larry. According to Edwin, too, I'm anti-De Gea fan. I expected him to leave my club or something. So, although I'm not a bit of a fan, but actually, so I'm just partially a student and into crypto. And
all right, then that's good. Kamiye, just let's round up with you, and then we can get into the show proper.
I'm Kamiye, but I'm the number one DGF fan at this point. I'm also a fan of Onana, so I'm excited.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. Okay, going into the show proper. We had another day out at Old Trafford. You know, these days losing at Old Trafford is not anything new. It seems like a normal thing to us now. But yeah, we had another day out at Old Trafford. We lost to Crystal Palace 1-0. So Larry, let's have your thoughts on the game.
I think the game maybe we are just a bit unlucky, or we didn't try and take our chances very well. Played like, let me see, like at like a team, yeah, to try to dominate game and try to create chances. We considered, actually, to me, that goal was like an easy goal. Maybe like an easy goal from set to second. So when I from set to second, so I think the only positive I can take from the match is like, okay, we tried to control the game the way we played to our top.
In your opinion, what would you say is the difference between today and the match we played during the week?
Yeah, okay. The difference, okay. To me, the difference between the, I think Crystal Palace, like, they had maybe more of the attacking options back in the game. So they were able to, and their defensive options, like, today their lineup of Goyi Ward, and Anderson, like, their partnership were back. So maybe they are more put in the background, because we didn't actually see more clear cut chances. Most of our chances were like short towards their keeper and all. So I think the difference is that.
Okay, Kamiye, let's just ask a quick thought on the game.
We played a fair game because we had lots of chances. We had the lion's share of the possession. We were good on the ball, but all the chances we created were not good enough to disturb Crystal Palace, because they came prepared for all the forms of our attack. It was quite terrible that we create chances, but there were no clear-cut chances. All our chances came from outside the box, and nothing that could truly disturb them for like a certain period. It was quite terrible. I don't even know how to feel about the match.
Well, it's no news that we only have one fit fullback at the club, and the person of Diogo Dalot. What would you say was his performance today? Because we can't say defensively, because he didn't have much to do defensively. But you know, going forward, helping us to, you know, try and get that goal that we didn't get. So how would you put his performance today?
I think it was a 7, because looking at the whole team, he created the most chances from us. Because the 7 of us, and as I read, he created about 4 chances from us.
All right. But you said we didn't create like clear-cut chances. So if the chances we were creating were not really clear-cut, how would you rate the significance of those chances for the game?
It's our most important fullback at this point. Either we have the full...
Most important or the fit one?
That one, because it's the one that creates the most chances at this point.
Because, looking at the game, for me, there are situations where it would have been. If I think there was a particular point to where the commentator said it as well, because we had a throw in. Dalot, he threw the ball to Casemiro, and then he just stood there. And the commentator was like, "Oh, Casemiro was waiting for him to, you know, make the run in, and so that he can just thread the ball, it'll be an easier cross." But then he was waiting there, just standing there, waiting for the ball. And then when he got the ball, we won a corner. People will say, "Oh, that was good." But then if he had made the run, Casemiro played the ball in between, we could have created a better chance, right? Another situation was the counter attack at the end of the game, where he got the ball. Two situations that would have created better chances for us were either hitting the cross one time, because we had about five or six players in the box, or hitting the ball past the Palace player and then playing the cross game. But instead, he held the ball, and that allowed Palace to get back in their shape and were able to defend the ball closer. So when you say, "Oh, he created four chances," and then in the same breath, you say we didn't create significant chances, which we didn't create clear-cut chances, right? Then I would say then creating half chances are not significant at the end of the day, in my opinion.
You got my statement wrong. Yeah, I said Dalot created chances, but when I said we did not create more chances, we did not create clear cut chances. But it's very good chance. If one person out of 11 people is creating chances, that's, you can't consider that now as it seems. We did not create.
I would say there are people that created better chances. But moving on, Edwin, what are your thoughts on the game today?
I just think we're unlucky. I think we're highly unlucky. I mean, we just beat Crystal Palace during the week. Expectedly, they came back better than what we had during the week, and they really, really put their back into it. But we also didn't play bad. Rashford was not in his usual selfish gameplay. Rashford passed today. Give glory to God. But at the end, all that matters, all it comes down to are who scores more goals and who wins the match. Nobody ever sees who passes the most or who creates the most chances. I just feel like some people could have done better. Pelistri could have done better. Dalot could have read the game a little bit better. I'm not all about this AWB Dalot argument. But yeah, I feel like if it comes down to that, for today's game, Dalot could have read the game a little bit better. So yeah, that's the game for me. I feel like, yeah, we did try. We didn't create solid chances. We tried, but for the most part, we're just unlucky. That's it.
Yeah, I would agree with the unlucky, because there are certain chances that naturally should have gone into the net and they just went away. We had about two or three of those that they just deflected off and they didn't go into the net. I would say it was quite heart-wrenching for me, because I was already shouting go already, and all of a sudden I'm seeing corner kick from where. But then it happens. On the issue, you said Rashford was not selfish today. So on Rashford, right? Because we saw in the game today, you know, normal Rashford, you know, he gets the ball, he wants to run at defenders, he wants to, you know, call, wants to make things happen on the box. But today we just saw him, you know, playing like your typical system.
2021 Rashford.
You know, it was playing like your typical system winger, where, you know, you hold the ball. If you look out here, I don't want to beat the man, you pass back to your fullback, you know, pass back into your midfield. And that was what he was doing today, and we could see how dull the attack was.
I think my problem and a lot of other people's problems with Rashford is not that he doesn't pass. It would be unfair to say, it would be an extreme statement to say Rashford doesn't pass. The thing is, what we always complain about is Rashford not passing at the right time.
Right.
There are so many clips where you see somebody in a better position to score and Rashford doesn't pass to them. And then you see Rashford in a better position to score, and instead of taking the shot, he goes and passes. Which I believe has been my own argument for the longest. Yeah, I don't know if anybody else has a different opinion. But that's what I've seen in Rashford recently. You know, I just feel like sometimes his decision-making skills are not just it. They could be way better. There's one example I'll always point out. Against Arsenal, Højlund gives him the ball, runs into the box. Rashford should have given Højlund back the ball, right? Because Højlund is standing right there waiting for the ball to tap it in. But no, Rashford decides to take on five defenders by himself. Big man, what are you? Are you a ghost? What are you trying to do? So for today, yeah, Rashford went back to being a system winger, you know. And yes, the attack was slow, but I don't think we can just say that the game was dull just because Rashford was a system winger. Come on, we had a better game against Crystal Palace a few days ago without Rashford. So system winger or not, we can still ball against Palace. I just want to chalk today's game to being unlucky. That's it.
All right. Thank you very much. So moving on, we're just going to go straight into player in focus. And the player in focus is...
Not good!
Hold on now. Hold on. Don't be too hasty. The player in focus today is no other than the big man at the back. The one in between the sticks. Our new goalkeeper, the heir to the gear. I think he's doing a good job in the heir to the gear, actually.
Oh, no.
Andre Onana. Larry, what's your thoughts on Andre Onana?
Like, as we bought Onana to replace DK, actually, to like try to play out from back and all. Doing that one at the moment, it didn't feel like it's not that, I'm like need to be doing it, it's not that much. Considering recently, I think he has conceding like his days actually. For my mind, he has conceding. Because today's goal is a typical DJ saves, like punch out of the net, and it's called. Like I can say that it's like it's a great shot from the Anderson that scored. Because the ball was like directly to him. Like we just expected him to like I just told him that like try and punch the ball out with one hand, but instead he went with two. Like but okay, the ball has scored actually. And recently he has scored and conceding some goals that like I expected him to like save or something, but I can't blame him so far because I remember like when he joined Inter last season, first 10 game or something was conceding useless goals, like he conceded more goals. But towards half season and end of season, I think he picked form and started keeping more issues and started saving them in games. Expected more from him or something. I think for now, I'm still giving him time enough.
All right. I understand what you mean when you say, oh, okay, this kind of shots, we expect it to save. Because obviously, those kind of goals, they go in when we had our former goalkeeper. And then him being, you know, we are expecting better for him. So if the former goalkeeper is considering this kind of goal, you yourself, you shouldn't be considering it.
I don't think you heard him correctly. Because Larry obviously said that these are the kind of goals that Dave saves.
No, he didn't say that. I don't think I heard that.
You did not hear it, but that's exactly what he said.
No, I don't think
that. Agenda specialist.
I don't think
the number one hater of DJ can tell you that these are the goals that Dave saves.
Did you say that? No, Edwin, calm down. Larry, did you say that?
He tried to consider that kind of good and he tried to save it. For sure. But I expected better from
Larry. He said it for the goal we considered today. But he didn't say
it. What's the kind of goal that Dave saves?
He didn't say it for like generally, because, you know, for example, you expect him to save that kind of goal during the time that DK will concede it. But he didn't, and he did the same thing.
No. Do not put words in his mouth. The hair is saving that goal 9 out of 10 times. Please, let's know what we're doing.
We can't sign an upgrade
that is conceding the same goals that our old version was conceding. That's not why we signed an upgrade.
It's the same thing I said, that we expect him to be saving those goals, but it's doing the same thing that old one was doing. So let's have your thoughts on Onana.
My thoughts on Onana is what they've always been. Yeah, understandably, you say you want to start playing out from the back. But playing out from the back doesn't just have to do with the goalkeeper. Playing out from the back has to do with basically the entire team. Because once these are playing out from the back, if you're going to go and lose the ball in midfield and they're going to turn into counter-attack, you have issues in front that you can't score, but you want to play out from the back. For what? For what exactly? What exactly is your plan? When you finish playing out from the back, when you get to the front, what do you do with the ball? You lose the ball and they hit you on the first counter and they score. So why are you signing a goalkeeper when you've not fixed the problem of the whole team? De Gea had a terrible season. I'm not even going to lie about that. Yeah, I understand. I agree that he won.
It wasn't terrible if you look at the
context. Not terrible.
I mean, if you look at the stats, go. If you look at the numbers, De Gea did not even have a terrible season.
He did not have a terrible season.
Other teams, we did not have the highest level of, we did not have the highest number of goals conceded. People considered more, but when you look at goal difference and compare it to our goal difference was poor. Liverpool considered way more than we did. Liverpool considered, I think, about 6 goals more, and Liverpool finished with like 8 goals more on goal differences. Please, why are you changing a goalkeeper? Why are you sending out the goalkeeper Why are you bringing a brand new keeper? You technically send him away. Because he left because you failed to renew his contract. If you had renewed his contract, would you have left?
He didn't send the contract.
You gave him a contract, and then when he's about to sign the contract, you said, no, we can't give you this contract. And then you edit it on when he's about to sign it.
Edwin, in that kind of situation, are you trying to say we
should allow
people who see my money as an afterthought when they can't get what they want?
You do not send. You can only have one goalkeeper in whatever 11 you are playing, only one goalkeeper at a time. So if you are bringing a new keeper, you have to have a keeper that understands the team. You are bringing Onana from nowhere. Onana does not even play in England. You are bringing Onana from Italy to come and start bonding with Manchester United. We've not even solved our problems in front. So we are conceding more. We are still scoring less. Excuse me. What exactly did we sign Onana for? Edwin, calm down. I want to understand, what did we sign Onana for at this point last season? Had we considered 11 goals? Had we considered 11 goals last season by this time?
I have a question. Now, you talked about the goalkeeper knowing the team and bonding and all. Don't you think then it's too early to say why did we sign Onana?
That's the problem. That's the problem. You do not hear me. You do not just sign a new keeper from nowhere and throw away the old one.
You keep the old one
until the new one bonds with the team. Then, if you want to shoot the old one in the head, go ahead. But Man City did that.
Liverpool did that.
Man City did that, and they were not scoring goals.
Were they scoring goals as well? We scored goals last
season. What goals are you scoring? We signed a striker to combat the goal scoring problem.
Has the striker brought goals yet? But Edwin, you allow me to talk, right?
No, you've not answered. It's simple. Don't worry about it.
Has the striker scored goals yet? No, Edwin, calm down.
He has not scored goals. So we are conceding more and we are still scoring less goals.
That has nothing to do with what you're saying.
Has that not made us worse than we were before we chased the game away? There's no need to talk. This agenda you want to cook is unnecessary. We are conceding more, we are scoring less. So what exactly do you think? In a conversation, it's not one person. Hold on. In seven Premier League games, we have conceded 11 goals. Can you check how many goals we have conceded as at our seventh game last season?
Oh God, God of Nazareth.
No, if you're signing an upgrade, well, I should expect better numbers.
You have not answered any of my questions.
You just want to bring in your agenda. I ask you questions, you don't want to answer my questions. I don't want you to go around the question.
Give me one minute to talk. You say it's an interaction.
So let's do it like this. I ask question, you answer, I ask question, you answer, we move on. I've not even talked about seven goals as at game week seven last season. How many goals had we conceded?
Okay, Edwin, let's move on to Kamie.
You've not answered. As at game week seven, how many goals had we conceded?
Let's move on to Kamie. Now, Kamie, Edwin said we have a goal scoring problem, and then we went to sign a goalkeeper. But in the same breath, we signed a striker. So, do you think it's point saying we ignored one part of the one problem of the team to go and sign a goalkeeper? Do you think it's correct, given the fact that we tried to address both problems?
No, it's not correct that we only focused on one side of the problem. We addressed both sides, But in the goalkeeping issue, it's looking like a big mistake. Because I don't agree with Edmund's point of bonding with the team or something. Because that was rubbish. Because the shots are not different per country.
Okay.
This shot proper. I hope he improves, because his career doesn't look like that at the beginning. Poor at the beginning of season, improved towards the end of season. about issue of conceding a lot and still not scoring enough.
Still stands, but then
looking worse. They're conceding more now because
given the fact that our striker didn't even start playing until I think after the international break. If you are given a striker time to score, you know, address the attacking problem, right? Like I said, don't you think it is too early to then start making the kind of assumptions that you're making? Will I call it assumptions? I can't place the words, but no, it's quite early to say the kind of things that you're saying about Onana, because obviously when we signed. The former goalkeeper that we shouldn't have let go. We know how it was that year. Let's not go too much into it. We know how it was. But then he was given time, and then he became what some people feel we shouldn't have left and allowed him to leave.
Yes.
So now if you are now judging someone, how many games have you played this season? Have you played up to 15 games this season?
About eight games.
You're not judging him eight games.
Let me explain. Let me answer your question.
Okay.
Firstly, he here came in as this one, 21 year old.
Mm-hmm.
He was very young. Onana is coming at a 27 year old goalkeeper. He's an experienced goalkeeper. One of the reasons why I advocated for him was because he was a Champions League final playing goalkeeper. I do not expect the same shit from him. From it's a 20-year-old goalkeeper, as I expected from a 20-year-old goalkeeper.
But then, like Edwin said, it's a new team, it's a new league.
Okay. You want to compare Onana?
Tell me you finish.
Bring the year's first 7 games for Manchester United. Did he concede as many goals as Onana has conceded? The year came from a different league too, right? Bring his first 7 games. Did he concede the same numbers?
I think my point is this. For a striker, it's easy to compare. It's easy to say, oh, let's adjust, because it's a different system, a different set of teams here. But for a goalkeeper, you can't give that excuse, because in the top five countries, in the top five leagues, the shots are the same. There's no French shot, there's no Ligue 1 shot, no Bundesliga shot, no Serie A shot, no EPL shot. All shots are the same. So we can't give the same excuse of he just got into the team. But it's the same job in every country.
Okay, thank you very much. But will you agree with me that quality of shots can differ as well?
Yes, quality of shots differ. That's what I'm saying. He has considered to every type of shots, really from the poorest shots to the best of shots.
Right.
Looking at our Brighton game, we saw a very good shot. We saw a poor shot. We considered both. Once we start to talk about Onana, we just get frustrated because it's looking like a long season already, just because of him. Because we have no protection. Once the shot is on target, it's going in because our goalkeeper cannot save it. And there's this thing I've noticed where he usually doesn't save shots until there are 3 goals inside the net most times. He doesn't save. Look at our Bayern match. Look at the Brighton one. He doesn't save shots until he has considered 3 goals. That's when he gets warmed up enough to start saving 1 or 2 shots that even shot at him. But I hope he improves as time goes on, sure.
So you're just saying it's like a Pentium system that needs goals to boot up. Okay, exactly. Thank you very much. Okay, Edwin. To be honest, I was trying to ask you a question there, but you didn't even allow me to answer. I've forgotten the question I was supposed to ask you. But yeah, it's a short episode today. Emotions are heightened. I think we'll just allow everybody to go off and then cool off. And then we'll see each other again at the next episode. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much.
You don't allow me to cook for the extra agenda. Okay. No problem.
Hope say una enjoy the match, sha.
We don't dribble, oh.
We don't shoot our shots.
We don't tear it.
And we don't put 3 points for pockets. Till next Sunday on Red to the Bones.
Tell your friends, may they come see waiting you save don't see.